doors to end.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, what a precious, wonderful opportunity, Lord, it is. Lord, thank you so much for the day you've given us. Beautiful day, Lord. Lord, and we are so appreciative, Lord, to have the peace and the rest and, Lord, the joy that you give us. Lord, we just ask you to bless this service. Lord, bless the word to our hearts once again, Lord, is why we're gathered. Give us revelation more than anything in this life. Lord, we pray that you get all the glory and honor in everything that's said and done. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to turn to page 52, when only believed. He brought me out. Amen. My heart was distressed neath Jehovah's dread frown, and low in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song, amen, a song of praise. you thankful? Amen. Will you see where he brought you from? Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. He gave me a song. It was a new song of praise. Amen. Page 432 in the same book. If I got that right. 433. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Amen. Page 137, same book. Amen. There is power in the blood, wonder-working power. I know that to be true, saints. As our brother talked about that miracle, is that miracle happening in your life? I know of one for sure. Amen. Praise God. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood.
There is power.
saints. Amen. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? Amen. Do you look? Do you long? Amen. There is power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you live daily? Amen. Do you sing His praises every day? Amen. There's wonder-working power in the blood. How do I know? I've experienced it. Amen. Amen. I'm sure you have too. Such a blessing. Such a blessing to serve the one true God. Amen. And know who He is. Amen. Amen. Brother Settles, would you take up the offering? Precious Jesus. Amen. Let's bless Him, brother.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we so appreciate
you. Hallelujah.
Lord, all these songs, Lord, Zion, we sing. Remind us of the price you paid, what you've done, and the blessings of being a child of the King.
Yes.
Lord, we're so thankful. Father, this is part of the service. I ask you to bless the offering. Multiply it, Lord. May it be used in the upbuilding of thy kingdom.
Yes.
Lord, reaching out to them, we ask. May your will be done in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Can we sing out, burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me? Amen. Burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me. Set my soul on fire. Fill me with the Holy Ghost and God's holy fire. Make me like the Christ of precious Heavenly Father, it's such a privilege, Lord, to be able to come to you with our needs. Lord, we have lived, Lord, up to this point, Lord, a life knowing that you'll be there beside us. Lord, you got our back. Lord, any time we've had a need, Lord, you've always met it. Lord, I can't explain why, but I appreciate it with all my heart, Lord. Lord, I just appreciate every person, Lord, that's standing here with me tonight. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I love and appreciate them. Lord, and I ask you to meet their needs in such a mighty way tonight, Lord. Lord, if we just pray and hold each other up before you so much more often, Lord. Lord, how close and knit family we would really be. As our brother used to say, Lord, those that pray together stay together. Lord, I pray you'll bless each and every one of my brothers and sisters standing here. Lord, burn, burn within our souls, Lord, so we can be a light to the world that you live today. Lord, may we be a few people here, Lord, that people can say that they're a true Christian, true Christ-like, living in their lives. Lord, we just appreciate the opportunity together once more, and Lord, we're anxious to hear what you have for us this night. Lord, open up our hearts. Lord, but place it down deep, Lord, that we may live through these bodies. Lord, just bless each and every one. Bless Brother Bobby sitting in that home over there, Lord. Never want to forget about him. He's a brother. We love him from the bottom of our hearts. Sister Marilyn. Lord, there's so many, Lord, that maybe we don't know their situations. Lord, you do. Lord, and I ask and pray that you'll meet their needs according to your perfect will. Lord, bless each and every one of us now. Let your will be done. In the remainder of this service, we'll give you all the praise and glory due unto you. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me, set my soul on fire. Fill me with the Holy Ghost and God's full desire. Make me like the Christ of old, healing and raising the dead. Give me the power. This time, does anyone have a song in their heart? Of course. Usher. I guess the kids have a song. Come on up. Amen. Let's all stand. As our pastor comes, let me sing that little chorus. Reach out and touch the Lord.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out.
Heavenly Father, what a wonderful privilege to be here again this evening. And Lord, just to feel the sweetness of your Holy Spirit and Lord, feel the people's hearts drawn upon you. And we just ask now that you'll help us to deliver, Lord, the things you've laid on our heart for this evening. And Lord Jesus, it'd be of help and encouragement, strength, and Lord, revelation. As we receive tonight, we ask now that you would just have your preeminence in all things as we just wait upon you now. In your glorious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, you happy to be back again tonight? My, my, what a blessed people to be want to be here. Amen. Have a desire. Let's turn in one more time to Colossians 1st chapter, and let's just read a couple verses there now. Condense it just a little further down. But again, just to keep the thought in our heart of what we're speaking about this morning. Colossians 1, let's just read the 26th and 27th verse. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now may the Lord again bless through his word, and you may be seated. You know, it just does my heart good to see how Apostle Paul must have thought of that revelation, you know, and speaking about the riches of this glory and this mystery of Christ in you. And, you know, just it must have been truly a revelation to him. And you could see in what he was saying and how he worded it of how precious it was to understand that. And it should be the same for us. You know, it should be so precious and wonderful and glorious to understand this great mystery of Christ in us. And I'm trusting that as we go back into this, you'll have your heart open again, as we said this morning. You'll be hungering for it and just searching, making sure that you understand this, what the prophet was bringing. And make sure that it's a revelation to you. Because again, if it's revealed to you, it'll live exact. Amen. It'll come forth. And if we see and have this revelation that we are his hands, we are his feet, we are his eyes. It's what we're here for. It's to glorify God. And that God could have the preeminence in our lives. That's the very purpose and reason we was born for. He wanted to reveal that to us, that we belong to him. And he wanted to reveal to us that he would have the preeminence of us, that he spoke of so much in Christ the Mystery God Revealed, we read this morning. But I'll read this one quote again in Christ, Mystery God Revealed, or he was saying here on paragraph 373. He says, listen, Now just pinch yourself a little bit now. Yeah, maybe you just kind of pinch yourself a little bit. Okay, I'm listening, paying attention. What was Jesus manifested for? What was he manifested for? All the reason that he came. To show God. Why are we here? For the same reason. To show that Jesus Christ is the same today as he was yesterday and shall be forever. What a tremendous revelation to have in this day. When everything and all the odds is against it, all the worldlyism and all the carnality and flesh and evil, wicked ways is against it. But yet for a people, a special people that was born perfectly for this day, has this revelation, this understanding. And by that revelation she has, she acts upon it. And it's like the little slave we was talking about, Brother Brown spoke of. Renew your minds back to it. We did this morning. All right. To show God. He was God. He had to be. No man could die. No prophet could die. He was God. He was the God of the prophets. He was the prophets. He was the kings. He was the history. He was he that was to come. He that was. He that is. And he that's to be in this last day. The same yesterday, today, and forever. He was manifested for that purpose. Okay? Now remember, there was a work that he left through you and I for this specific time. Is that right? That's what he said in the church age book. There was a work to be done for this specific time that he left for us. Okay? That he would do through us, live through us. Okay? And through that purpose, he achieved a church. Again, let's just get it straight now. It ain't just one building full of people. It's the called out ones, the election, all over the world, wherever they're at, you see, all over the earth. He achieved a church that he, the fullness of God, might bring to pass every promised word of God in these last days. When he gets the preeminence in the church, the position, his place in the church. Jesus said, he that believeth on me and the works that I do, shall ye do also. Even more than this shall ye do, for I go unto my Father. See, that was his purpose. He said, there was the manifestation. And now today, he wants to get somebody that can so see it. If he can get a revelation, such a great revelation of this great mystery that Paul spoke of, this glorious mystery of Christ in you, the riches of it. It's so rich. There's so, because it's a revelation that brings the abundance, the riches of it, you see, of all this, what Christ has done for us. Okay? That he said that was his purpose. There was the manifestation. And now today he wants to get somebody that can so see it that they can let the word, and he stops for a minute. He said, Jesus so seen it. Now we've got to do the same thing. Jesus so seen it. Now we ought to, by faith, be able to put, I, Stephen, has to so see it. You, as an individual, has to so see it. Okay? Was so perfectly born for the day. You have to see, as we spoke about this morning, you have to see that you were so perfectly born for this day. You didn't come just by chance. No way. God knew you would be here. Of course, we're speaking to the election, okay? Jesus so seen it so and was so perfectly born for the day until God expressed every move. You see, by Jesus seeing it so greatly, what happened? Same thing will happen to us. He said, until God expressed every move that he made. Same it has to be for us. It's black and white. Same it has to be for us, friends. It can't be no different. It has to be exact. Okay? He was God's revelation. God revealed. Now, I think we understand, don't we, that we're a part of God? Didn't the prophet say, it's been said so many times, we came from the same source? Is that right? Okay. Just hold on to those things. Now, again, these things come to you by revelation. Okay? And then once you really see this and really truly have a revelation of it, it's impossible to act the same that you did before. If you get the revelation of it. Okay? All right? We just thank God that he's bringing it back to our attention by the Holy Spirit moving upon us, you see. All right? So then he says here, I guess we'll save a little time, but he went in, you'll remember, I read the next quote after that. He was talking about by doing this and this happening, then that's where you get all of our actions will declare him. And he repeats it, all of our actions shall declare him. All right, who is him? The Word. Okay, all right. So now we're going to go into this unveiling of God for a little bit. And how far we'll get this evening, I'm not going to purposely try to hold you too long. I'll try to keep it down to a minimum if we can. But at least get you far enough along to where you can begin to, again, meditate on this, pray about it, study it. And you know, I'm not like some in the past, you know, and say, we'll tell you what it says. I'm going to tell you, you pick up the book and you read it. Yeah. And you read it, and you read it, and you read it again. Okay? Just keep praying, asking God to make it real to you. Okay? On page 8, this is a reprint, so it could be off a little bit in direction as far as paragraphs and so forth. But in page 8 in this reprint, he goes to say, notice Jehovah of the Old Testament. Now, we read this back when we started this. Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New. The New Testament, see? He's the same God, just changing his form. Okay? Now, I want you to get a little something. We'll just throw a little thought in ahead of time. The Christ in you is still the same God. Yeah. Again, this has to be related to those who's born again. Now, if you do not have the new birth, you can only cry out to God and ask God to fill you with His Holy Spirit to receive a new birth. And then you'll find, but still by, even if you sit there and you're not born again, just say, Lord, I believe it. Just keep accepting it. Say, Lord, I believe it. Help me to understand it. Give me the revelation of it. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit, Lord. Just keep asking God. Keep asking God. Remember. And if nothing else, obey it the best you can. He said, what do you mean? Why would I want to obey it if I don't know what it is? Still try to obey it the best you can. For full obedience to the Word of God entitles you to that token. You see? So do the best you can with it for now. All right? Don't throw up your hands and say, forget it, I ain't got it. No. Raise up your hand and say, Lord, I need it. You see? Amen? All right? So he says here, all right? Let's go on. He says, he says it's very easy if you just let your own thinking get away and think the Bible terms of it. He said, they are the self-same being. Okay? They are the self-same being. Now again, the Holy Ghost is what? Now you ought to know. God in spirit form. Is that right? All right, just want to make sure I'm not off my rocker or something. The Holy Spirit is God, all right, in spirit form, okay? He says here, they are the self-same being. God is a spirit. Jesus, now pay attention to these little nuggets. Jesus is the body, that it was veiled in. Jesus is the body that who is veiled in? God was veiled in. Now, what about when we receive the same Spirit? You see, my brother Steve, we don't receive. Oh, yes, we do. If that same Spirit dwells in you that raised Christ from the grave, if it dwells in you, it shall also quicken these mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you. Is that right? Okay, keep it all together. He goes on to say, like I was in my home, and my wife, to her I'm a husband, to the young daughter, to Rebecca, I'm her father. Talks about his grandson, Paul, he said, I'm his grandfather. I'm husband, father, grandfather. But it's still the same person, right? Absolutely it is. Just different actions or different players, I should say. He talked about, you know, the different plays that Rebecca went to and so forth. One come out the villain, one come out this, that, and the other. But it's the same person all the time. that same person is in you. Now, the prophet said, to be a person, you have to have a personality. Is that right? So if that same person is in you, aren't you going to have the same personality? Yeah. See, this goes so far beyond people just standing up and saying, I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. Yeah. See, God has so set it up that He holds to His Word. As we mentioned this morning, but just in our minds again, before we go too far, you'll know a tree by the fruit it bears. Yeah. You know exactly what's there. So regardless, again, I know I'm repeating a little bit what I said this morning, but I've got to for a reason. Regardless what our mouth rattles off or our tongue rattles off and all kinds of things, you know, because, boy, it can do a lot of things. There's always the actions there, the fruit there that declares what really is there on the inside. We're getting in time of harvest. We're beginning to harvest things from the garden, getting time to harvest things from the fields, whatever it may be. But now is shown up what we planted. Yeah. Now, we could have took a bunch of seeds. Of course, it wouldn't be a smart thing to do, but we could have put all of our garden seeds together, mixed them up in a pile, and throw them in the ground. And maybe some city slicker would sit there and say, oh, now how are we going to know what's going to come up? You mixed all them seeds up. We didn't put a marker there to say, this is cucumber, this is peppers, this is beans, this is this, that, and the other. You don't have to worry about it. When it comes up, you're going to know exactly what it is. Because the life lays within the seed. You see? So, don't think you can get by with thinking, well, praise God, you know, there's no way I can tell because things is mixed up. And friends, when we're born into this world, things is mixed up. But one thing about it, when God gets done and gets things filled with the way He wants to fill it and everything, you'll show exactly what you are. You know, no worries, no problems. Okay? All right. He says here, now, he said, the thing is, he says, so what I'm trying to say, that God that always was is here. He's here. The same God that created the heavens and the earth. You think, my, ain't that something? The same God that opened the Red Sea is here tonight. Do you know that? Brother Steve, I don't see no great powerful meeting happening, and I don't see people raising from the dead and everything. But you know what you can see? Jesus Christ living in human flesh again, having the preeminence over His body of believers. It's the same God. You see? Oh my. So what I'm trying to say, that God that always was is here. The only thing He done when He become a man, He changed His mask, this in Morphe. See, He changed Himself to what He was, to what He is, or His mask, see, another act. All right? But the same God, just another act. Okay? Now, the revelation of it is to see that act going on again today in His wife. Remember, it was in only one member body, Jesus Christ. Now it's in His many-membered body, His wife. Is that right? All right. Canst thou believe these things? Okay. Canst thou understand them? Does the revelation live from have understanding it and receiving it? See? All right. Like I say, I'm just going to skip a few things tonight, but at least get you thinking more on it. All right, this is page 10 of the reprint. He says, and that's God. He changed Himself from a pillar of fire to become a man. Then, then changed Himself from that back into the Spirit again, that He might dwell in man. God acting in man what He really was. See, Jesus Christ was God acting in man. Then he says, in a man. Okay? So catch that. He repeats again, in a man. So he wanted to make sure we got that. Okay? That's what he was. He was changed from the pillar of fire and then had come in, which was a veil in the wilderness that hid God from Israel. Moses seen the shape of his body, but really he was hid all the time behind the pillar of fire, which was the Logos that went from God. Now we find here now, since Pentecost, how many remembers what happened at Pentecost? Jesus told them to go to the upper room in Jerusalem and tarry there on high. Tarry there until you be endued with power from on high. In other words, till you be filled with the Holy Ghost. Until the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, comes in you. Is that right? Okay. Which is the same thing we seek today. And we do as Apostle Peter said, Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And this gift is unto you and to your children and them that are far off, and as many as the Lord thy God shall call. Okay? All right? So he says, now we find here now since Pentecost, God is not acting in a man. He's not acting. Now, since Pentecost, he's not acting in a man. Now he's acting through man. Okay? He was acting in a man, he says, then Jesus. Okay. Now he's acting through man that he has chosen for his purpose. Oh, glory. God in the form of man, he changed himself from a form, God to form. He came in three names. He goes on to talk about the three names. We won't go into that for this evening. But let me skip on over here. All right? Not that it's not important, but I'm just trying to keep on a certain level for tonight. He says, and God in man has emptied himself, Joel 2:28. All right, we all know what that says. We find out he said, I will pour out in the last days my spirit. Now, when I said here that he emptied himself or poured out, now we think like this, that he vomited up, the English word of empty, or poured out from him. Now again, as I'm reading these things again, don't let this become common to you. Ask God to open your heart to it more. Make it more real. Okay? See, something went out of him that was different from him. No, he said, but the word kinos in the Greek does not mean that. He vomited up or his arm went off or his eye went out or another person. He said, that is, he changed himself. He changed himself. He poured himself, okay, into another mask, into another form. Not another person went out of him. No, not another person. So it can have some kind of different personality. It's the same personality. Okay? Not another person went out of him called the Holy Spirit, but it was he himself was poured out on the people. Is that right? Okay. He said, do you get it? Oh, I hope we get it with reality. He himself poured himself into the people. Isn't that just so wonderful to know? I stand here tonight knowing by God's grace, you have to go along and be your part, your own individual. I stand here tonight knowing God poured himself into me. Oh, glory. No wonder it makes you act different. No wonder it makes you, gives you peace in the time of trouble. No wonder there's something about, if you know you need healing, he's there to take care of it. You know, if you have something you have need of, he'll provide it. He's Jehovah Jireh. Oh, my. He says, he himself poured himself into the people. Now here he's going to mention this great mystery that Paul spoke about. Christ in you. Different Christ? A weaker Christ? No. The same Christ. The same one that raised Lazarus. The same one that healed the lepers. Oh, the same one that was able to be mocked and scoffed and spit on and opened not his mouth. The same one. Not a different one. No. Not a different personality. No. The same personality. Oh my. When you go into these things, friends, again, this stuff that people call themselves Christians today ain't going to get it. No. This is something, there's a proof to it. There's a vindication that comes forth. Yes. He says, he poured himself into the people, Christ in you. He says, how beautiful. I'm going to tell you what, when you get to Revelation, it gets really beautiful. It gets really wonderful. But if it's just kind of, how about that? I didn't realize that. That's pretty interesting. I'm going to tell you what. It gets really beautiful, exciting, and there's a stimulation of revelation. If a stimulation doesn't hit you on it, forget it. You ain't got it. You better cry out for revelation more than anything else in this life, friends. Because it's going to take this to get in rapture. Yeah. This always amazes me, too, over the years, how you've seen people say, oh, I got a revelation of that. I got a revelation of that. It's kind of strange because anytime I ever got a revelation, there was that stimulation revelation there. A stimulation would hit. Even sitting in my room and in my recliner and just be reading something or listening to something, and the revelation is striking, you feel like burning that recliner up. Yeah. Something real and exciting. Makes you happy. Gives you a joy in your heart. Hallelujah. How could you receive something like that and not feel nothing? I don't understand it. You see, he himself poured himself into the people, Christ in you. How beautiful. How wonderful to think. And I'm thinking about tonight. God pouring himself into the human being, into the believer. And by his grace, I know I'm a believer. By his grace, I know he poured himself into me because I'm not the same person I used to be. No, the desires is altogether different. And by grace and his mercy, I'm able to receive the word for my day. And it vindicates. For something you didn't quite understand, you get it. You watch the body will come subject right to it as soon as you get it. Yeah. Oh my. God pouring himself into the human being, into the believer. Poured out, he says. It was a part of his drama to do so. Yes. God, all the fullness of the Godhead bodily was in the person, Jesus Christ. He was God and God alone. Not a third person. Or a second person. Or a first person. I like this next thing. But the person. God veiled in human flesh. Do you realize this God veiled in your flesh? If you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, God veiled in your flesh. Again, how could people do some of the things they do if that Christ lives in them? Sounds like we just got a testimony, a confession, or a profession without a possession. Yeah. But if it's really happened, you tell me people ain't going to know something happened? Huh? Or are they still going to see that same old person getting all upset, having little temper tantrums, always easily offended, always running somebody down, trying to make the other fella look worse than they are, and tell me they got the Holy Ghost? You tell me that same Spirit is in them? When they can't sit there and maybe somebody's doing something against them, They said, Lord Jesus, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Yeah. And maybe we want to say something to get back at them. Prove to them how bad they are and how wrong they are and this, that, and the other. Can you tell me that same spirit is in there? Can't be, friends. No. You see how many, it's even going back into this, how many is going to be deceived on that day? They think they're Christians. They actually believe they are. They actually believe they're following this message and they're believers and they're going in a rapture. They actually can believe that. And be lost as lost as can be. Because we've let this word become so common to the point we know the floods of it's all around us. It's everywhere. My, it's there, available all over the place. I'm going to tell you, oh yeah, there's the flood, and there's a log floating down here, and there's this happening over here, and it's running over the bank here, and this and that, and we can just tell all about it. We've lived there so many years. Oh my. We can tell it by heart. We can repeat it to people. We can try to win people to Christ by knowing so much of it. But what about a life that they'll see that'll make them want to drink so bad? So bad. They never see you lying to somebody. They never see you cheating somebody. They never see you getting upset. They never see you trying to get back at somebody. And when they keep seeing this and keep seeing that and keep seeing this, and it just doesn't seem to fail, it begins to make them think, my, this person has really got something real. Because there's no way a human being could do all this in themselves. When they see somebody maybe treat you like just a pile of dirt, a pile of trash, and you just got a sweet spirit that returns good for the evil. And they actually feel some sweet spirit with you. They feel it. They feel the presence of it. They know there's something real there by what they're feeling. What presence is there? You ever had people tell you that when they're around you, they feel such a sweetness? Such a kindness? They may not know all about it and understand it. And they just want to be around you all the time. They just can't get enough of it, it seems like. They're looking at something, there's so much fake and garbage in the world, and to look and see you and Christ living in you, they see something real. And so many people just want to see something real anymore. Something that's genuine. Something that they know is being truthful and honest and ain't going to steal from you. Ain't going to cheat you some kind of money off of you. But they know there's something real about you. You're not going to get upset because they've done something against you. Maybe you didn't even mean it. But you always have a kind word to come back with. That's the kind of people this world's looking for. Will they see it in you? Will they see it in me? Will they see something different that's real? Will they feel the presence of God in your life? Oh my. Don't you think that they didn't feel the presence of God in Jesus Christ? Don't you think they didn't feel the presence of God in Brother Branham's life? We're no different, friends. You say, well, I'm not a prophet. I'm not Jesus Christ. But that same Jesus Christ is in you. That same Spirit. Yes. And if He really is there, you ain't going to tell me people won't feel it, won't see it. They'll see something. Yes. Oh, yeah. I had a woman tell me, a banker tell me the other day. I was talking to her about the business and so forth. And thinking about changing some things around. And she told me. She said, believe me. She said, whatever money you want, I ain't got no problem. It'll go through. She said, I've known you. I've known you for a long time. She says, I'm not worried about you. None at all. It's good when people feel that way about you. And then she started asking me, she said, how's the church going? How's going on? And so forth. And I said, fine. I said, I'm fine. And but when people see that, I wouldn't toot my horn. You need to be a Christian. You're wearing nasty clothes. Won't you come to Christ? And I didn't say nothing. No. Nothing at all. But she feels something real. Yeah. Something genuine. By my merits? No. By God's mercy and grace. By the one that poured His Spirit out into me, the same one that pours it out into you. But it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Saints, try to open your heart to let God reveal these things to you. Not just be an intellectual head knowledge, but to reveal it to you. You see? 1 Timothy 3:16, in closing. I've had you a half hour. I'm going to be a good boy tonight. Why don't you sisters come on up, please. 1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy, great is the mystery. The mystery of godliness. Yeah. For God, Elohim, capital G-O-D, in the Bible, refer back to anybody it refers to in the original, it said Elohim in the beginning, Elohim. And Elohim, without controversy, great is the mystery of Elohim. For Elohim was made flesh. And we held him. Titus says we held him. Elohim veiled in human flesh. The great Jehovah, glory, that covered all space and time and everywhere, was made man. We handled him. Elohim in the beginning. Elohim. And Elohim was made flesh and dwell among us. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in all the world. The same person. In spirit form. My, what a blessed person you are. If you know Jesus Christ is in you. So how do I know, Brother Steve? Do I just have to say I believe? No. It goes with it. But you'll see. You'll see His life made manifest through your tabernacle of flesh. That it's no longer you that lives, but it's Christ that liveth in you. See what Paul was talking about? It's not a hope. It's not something I'm trying to wish to see it take place. It's a reality. That Jesus Christ will live through you. And people will see it. What do you think the people saw, the brothers that was around him, when he shopped the biggest javelina hog, Brother Brown did? And this rifle was to be won. Whoever got the best or the biggest javelina hog. And yet he looks over and sees this old gentleman that didn't hardly have anything and needed a new rifle very badly. And he tells him, brothers, he said, don't even get mine out. He's next in line. And he needs it. Just leave mine in there. I want him to have that rifle. Wow. Thinking more on the things of others than things of himself. Constantly. It's a life, friends, that everywhere you go, it is opportunity. There's opportunity everywhere for Jesus Christ to be expressed. Are you open for it? Is your life available for it? Are you focused on it? Tonight when you leave here may be the opportunity for something to arise. Tomorrow something may arise that the opportunity will be there for Jesus Christ to express. But will you forget everything you listened to today? quietly? Or will something begin to strike a little greater light in your heart? Say, Lord, I need this a little deeper in my life. I need to understand this a little more. I was thinking maybe I had this, but I need this, Lord. One thing about I know for sure, we didn't gather here today, this morning, or tonight, for no reason at all, and just by chance. God knew before the world was ever formed, you'd be sitting here and what I'd be speaking. He knew all about it. And he knew if you'd be interested in really receiving. Yeah. Or if it's just common waters. I've heard this before. You ain't going to help me with anything. Why in the world did you come? Why? Did you want to be seen? To see that you was a member? To call yourself a member of this church? Or did you come asking God for revelation? And no, it's not me that gives it. I can't give you anything. Only thing I can do is say what he said. And just try to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to what to say. And what to exhort upon and what to try to illuminate a little greater to you. You see, by repeating it and bringing it back to your mind, your remembrance and stirring up your mind. Oh, saints, I feel so blessed. I feel so humbled to know that he poured himself into me as he poured himself into you. Oh, hallelujah. If he has, people will see it without a doubt. They will know that he has done so. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to fight. Not to push and pull. No. It just lives out automatically. Didn't he mention that? Yeah. It just lives out automatically. No problems. Yes. Let us all stand. Amen. Anybody got a song you want to sing with that? Amen. Or just a song, praise you want to sing. Anybody at all? Don't let me down, Brother Timothy. Amen. Praise, I love you people. God knows how much I love you people. Maybe sometimes I don't express it like I should, but I hope you can look in between the screaming and the hollering and chewing and hammering and chiseling that I love you. Amen. What a subtle song. Yeah. Amen. Let's sing that. It's good. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how.
Every day,
yes, he does.
For each one of us,
amen.
Our brother was talking about common ground. Sometimes we take for granted the little things
that
God does for us every day.
Yes, amen.
You know, we just so blessed that He watches out for us and He's watching
over
us.
Amen, yes.
In just every situation, He's always there, you know. And
yes,
so
He is.
For what He's doing
Praise
in our hearts
God.
And our lives. And
Thank
so thankful
Lord.
That He's getting us prepared and ready.
Yes.
And we can see that by the moving of the Holy Spirit. We can see that each day is a press and a draw closer. And
Amen.
To keep moving on. Don't get satisfied in well-doing, but keep pressing.
Amen.
And how that Holy Spirit just keeps moving that in our hearts.
Oh,
there's
yes,
higher
Lord.
Heights. There's
yes,
higher
there
ground.
Is.
Come on
sure
up here.
Sure is. Hallelujah.
A little higher. And oh,
Lord.
May we press with all that's in us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I wonder if we couldn't just sing that little chorus. I've got so much to thank Him for.
Amen.
Before we dismiss. Help me, Brother Kevin.
And I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for He has been so good to me. And when I think of all He's done and where He's brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. Hallelujah.
And I've got so much
to thank Him for. So much to praise Him for. He has been so good to me. Oh, thank You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Much to thank Him for.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, He's so precious.
Yes,
Amen.
He is. Glory to
you
His name.
You have to overlook me. I'm having a little trouble with my ears, and I don't hear that sometimes it's jumbled up in there right now. So. But I thank God. He said to make a joyful noise.
Amen. Praise
so glad
God.
For what He's doing.
Yes.
One more time. Anybody got something you'd like to say or a song you'd like to sing? Amen.
Praise His name.
Sister Grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Be worth it all.
Be
worth
His child. Amen. You know what, Brother Josh? Do you know what page it's on? Is it in the book?
143.
Get some words I might be able to. Amen. Just sing out, Sister Grace. Here, help us out. We'll learn it together. It may come to me as you begin to sing. Okay, just sing the chorus. Amen.
When we see Jesus, life's trials will seem so small. When we see Christ, one glimpse of His dear face, all sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ.
Father, we are so thankful that You've placed us here with
glory.
Us. Each one, Lord, as we've been gathered in here, and our brothers,
hallelujah.
He was mentioning in his prayer earlier, how thankful we should be for each one.
Yes.
Lord, You drawed each one of us to this little building. Lord, you give us a pastor, and you give us instrument players, and you give us each person, Lord, that does a job here. And those of us, Lord, just get to come together, Lord, while thankful we are.
Amen.
That we're here, Lord.
Thank
and
you,
we
Lord.
Appreciate this little place, though it's out of the way and not many people know about it.
Oh, God.
But Lord, you've never failed to uphold your word where two or three are gathered in my
name. Amen. Hallelujah.
And Lord, you fed us and you watch over us. And
yes, Lord.
Just as Elijah, Lord, was up there in those rocks, hid away from everybody, and you commanded a raven to feed him.
Oh, God.
Lord, there may be some that look down and say, I can't believe you would hide out down there in that little bitty church. I don't know why you don't join the masses. Why don't you go here and why don't you go there?
Oh, God.
But Lord, you can only go as the Holy Spirit leads us. And Lord,
yes,
this is where
Lord.
You led my feet.
Oh, God.
And Lord, I know each one standing here, Lord, we feel the same. We've had a pull and a draw.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And Lord, by your mercy and grace, it's been dipped in our heart, not just to be a church member. And not to just be somebody that heard that William Branham was a prophet. But Lord, there's a special call in a people's heart to have that word manifested.
Amen.
And vindicated as our brother spoke today.
God.
And Lord, by grace, if we have that desire and that pull, Lord, may we feed it with all that's in us. And Lord, as our brother said, maybe if I realize I don't have what's there, then cry out to you, Lord, to dip it into my heart in such a way that, Lord, it would set me on fire, that no matter what comes and what goes, I would be centered to that, centered in thy will, Lord. We thank you for this time, Lord. We thank you for each one. And we just pray you'll continue to uphold those that can't be here, Lord, and those that are sick and afflicted. And Lord, just bring us back at the next appointed time if you should tarry, and we'll come hungry asking you to feed us. And Lord, it'll truly be worth it all one day. If we'll just be faithful and uphold the banner, Lord, and you will know, Lord, that you'll be satisfied with us. Amen. If we'll just hold true to that precious word. And we ask it all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray these things. Amen.
Praise God.
Just sing that little chorus, just any day now as we go. Amen. Just any day.